Brazil adds 24-hour delay to crypto transfers. Over $10,000, Brazil's central bank will hold crypto transfers above $10,000 for up to 24 hours under new anti-fraud rules, according to a report circulated on August 7, 2026. The measure adds a mandatory review window to large transactions in Latin America's biggest crypto market, where instant settlement has been the norm since the PIX payment system reshaped how Brazilians move money. The change trades speed for a pause. Transactions under the threshold continue to clear quickly. Anything above roughly $10,000 can now sit in a holding period while banks and payment providers run checks before the funds reach their destination. The rule targets a specific fraud pattern. Instant payment rails made Brazil a global case study in real-time money movement. But the same speed that helps legitimate users also helps scammers. Once a fraudulent transfer clears, recovery is close to impossible. A 24-hour window gives victims, banks, and law enforcement a chance to freeze or reverse a suspicious payment before it settles. That logic is not unique to Brazil. Japan's financial services agency recently asked exchanges to delay withdrawals to slow down account takeover scams, and the reasoning is the same. Friction at the moment of transfer is one of the few tools that works against irreversible theft. The cost is convenience for everyone else moving large sums. Brazil's approach sets a hard number rather than leaving it to each provider's discretion. A fixed $10,000 trigger is easy to communicate and hard to game, though it also means large legitimate transfers face the same delay as flagged ones. Who feels the delay? For retail users spending on a card or moving small amounts between wallets, the threshold sits well above everyday activity. Most day-to-day crypto card spending, top-ups, and peer transfers in Brazil fall far under $10,000, so the rule should not touch the typical user's routine. The friction lands on larger movements, over-the-counter trades, business settlements, remittances, and anyone shifting a sizable position between exchanges or into self-custody. Traders who rely on moving funds quickly to chase a price will need to plan around the window. Someone who spots a dip and wants to fund an exchange account with a large stablecoin transfer could find the money in limbo for a day. Businesses that settle in stablecoins like USDC or USDT are a clear pressure point. Cross-border invoices and payroll runs often clear above the threshold, and a 24-hour hold changes cash flow timing for firms that had built processes around near-instant settlement. The self-custody angle. The rule applies to regulated on-ramps and off-ramps, which raises an old question. Users who hold their own keys and transact peer-to-peer on-chain are harder to gate at the protocol level, because a blockchain transaction does not wait for a bank's approval. That gap is part of why some Brazilians may lean further toward spending from their own wallet rather than routing large sums through custodial intermediaries that now carry a built-in delay. Regulators are aware of that gap. The point of a threshold rule is less about stopping every transaction and more about slowing the flows that pass through license choke points, where most scam proceeds eventually need to convert to cash. The delay hits fiat conversion, not on-chain movement itself. Market backdrop. The announcement landed in a quiet market. As of August 8, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $64,865, up 1.0% on the day, with Ethereum at $1,913, up 0.8%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sat at 40, a neutral reading. Regional regulatory changes of this size rarely move global prices on their own, and this one did not. The longer-term signal is about direction. Brazil has moved from building the world's most copied instant payment system to adding deliberate friction on top of it for crypto. Other emerging markets tightening crypto oversight, from Nigeria's new tax withholding on staking and airdrops to broader anti-scam rules across Latin America, point the same way. Fast settlement is being paired with mandatory review at the large end. Details on enforcement dates, which providers are covered, and how the review window operates in practice were still limited at the time of writing. The core mechanic is confirmed. Transfers over roughly $10,000 face a hold of up to 24 hours. And Brazil's regulator is betting that a one-day pause saves more in fraud losses than it costs in convenience.